A 4-day search of a collapsed clubhouse in the town of Mexico has come to an end without any results linking the property to the disappearance 20 years ago of Heidi Allen. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports.
There was never any credible evidence that Heidi Allen's remains would be found here, but based on certain tips, we did come here to make sure that we exhausted every possibility, left no stone unturned.
That was Oswego County District Attorney Gregory Oakes, who says after 4 days of digging, there was no evidence found linking the site to Heidi Allen. Allen was 18 years old when she was kidnapped from the D&W convenience store in New Haven on Easter Sunday in 1994, about 2 hours after opening the store alone. A little more than a year later, Gary Thibodeau was convicted of kidnapping Allen and has been in prison ever since. This week, the Oswego County Sheriff's Department, District Attorney's Office, Highway Department, State Police, and Onondaga County Medical Examiner's Office have all searched the site, looking for any trace of Allen. Early in the search, a cadaver canine gave 2 alerts, which Oakes confirmed during a press conference Thursday, but the results didn't lead to any evidence.
When we talked with the canine handler, he had indicated that because the property had been disturbed, it was less than an ideal situation for the dog to make a detection. And at this point, it appears that there was a false detection by the dog. Again, there's no evidence that there are or ever have been any remains here at the site.
Oakes says the disturbance to the clubhouse was caused by a couple who admitted they had visited the site after reading news reports about the case. The results of the search come only 1 day after Lisa Peebles, the federal public defender for Gary Thibodeau, filed a motion asking that his case be overturned. She cites new evidence that's come up, combined with material that she believes was withheld from the defense 2 decades ago. Oakes says the motion could take weeks or months to be heard and decided. The case has not yet been assigned to a judge. In Mexico, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.